感谢主，我们都有心在这边学习有关家庭聚会查经的事情。
Thank God that we have the heart to continue in the seminar of Bible facilitation.
我们现在进入那个比较核心的部分，因为早上第一堂是大众，所以主要是讲圣经跟查经。那我们现在就针对这个家庭查经的 issue 来讨论。
And now we will move on to a more specific view. In the morning, we had a more general view that was based on biblical principles.
其实一个家庭查经的好跟不好跟主领的人是有关系的。
And whether a Bible study goes well or not has much to do with the facilitator.
当然跟每个弟兄姐妹愿意帮助的人他愿意帮助这个主领者也是很大关系的。
Of course, it also has much to do with whether or not the participants are willing to help the facilitator.
所以如果你今天参加家庭聚会的查经，
And if now we participate in these family services or Bible
studies, 请你也来帮助这个主领的人哦。
We also ask that you may help the facilitator.
那我们先从这个主领的人应该有什么样的准备？
And what are some of the preparations that the facilitator must
conduct? 在我们真耶稣教会哦，就是谈到一定要充分的祷告。
In the True Jesus Church, we emphasize the fullness of prayer.
我跟那个 NYTS 的学生讲，你们可以在祷告当中准备讲章。
In NYTS, we tell our students that they can prepare their sermon notes while they are praying.
那因为他们每一年要毕业的时候都要练习讲道嘛。
Because when they graduate from NYTS, they must speak a sermon.
那我看那个青年哈。快到前面来，他就拿一个笔、一个纸跟一本圣经，祷告一半，哎，想到一个就开始写。
And we will see youths who will kneel at the front with a Bible and then with a pen, and in the middle of their prayer, they will stop and write down their outline.
你试试看，蛮有用的哦。
And if we try, we will find it is very effective.
我就举一个最近的例子哈，小弟的例子。
And I'd like to share my personal example.
最近那个叶传道突然不能到尔湾来布道。
Pastor Ye was unable to participate in the evangelical convocations in Irvine.
因为他生病啊。
Because he fell ill.
那所以教会就派小弟去帮忙。
So the church sent me to help.
我想说帮忙就帮忙嘛，想不到他们给你规定题目啊。
And I thought I will help, but they had not set up a specific topic.
那我就要根据那个题目就准备是要礼拜二要布道了，礼拜一才说明天晚上要这个题目。
And,
就是下来几个晚上要这个题目啊。
The evangelical convocations were going to start on Tuesday, and I was barely told on Monday what the topic would be.
那一个题目对我挑战性很大，就是证明神真的存在。
This topic was very challenging because it is to prove the existence of God.
然后我就看一本书叫《卫道学》。
And I studied a certain book.
里面其实都在谈到这个怎么样捍卫那个有关神存在的一些逻辑。
And it describes the logic and reasoning of how to prove that God exists.
哇，真的看了半天，我逻辑也不是很好，看了半天，实在是头快要破掉了。
And I was very puzzled as I read it because it's very difficult.
他先要证明哦，比如说证明存在，他先证明什么呢？证明这个。哇，我都自己都忘记了，因为太难懂了。总之呢，等到我真的跪下来的时候，我才把那个前因后果啊，我自己要怎么讲，从圣经上怎么讲，一跪下来，那个圣灵马上给你管道说，你不应该照他们这样去思考，你应该从圣经上的角度去看这个问题。
It was so challenging that I don't even remember. But when I knelt down to pray, the Holy Spirit reminded me that I should not reason in their way, but rather to be based on the Bible.
就可以把就是神就给我们一条道路可以走啊，就比较轻省。
God provides the path, which is an easier road for us.
那个在灵里面，你可以明白圣经的，真的很奇妙。
It is very mysterious how we can understand the Bible through our prayer.
而且。这完全是神的工作，不是人的工作哦。
It is through the works of God, not of man.
所以我们要为那个经文祷告。
We must pray about this passage.
我们要熟读，再也要熟读圣经哈。
Moreover, we must be very familiar with the text.
这个你那个，你看，如果你要主领哦，我有时候觉得，你看这个和本哈，有时候它翻的比较艰深呐哈。
If we want to facilitate and we use the New King James Version, it is deeper.
因为这个和合本是清朝的时候翻的，有时候它翻得很艰深啊。
And because it was translated a while ago, and so it is very scholarly.
你最好参考几个版本来读。
Therefore, it is better to look at various translations.
那你读几个不同的版本哦，有时候不同的翻译方法会给你一些不同的领受。
Different versions and interpretations will give you a different understanding.
所以圣经，如果你下礼拜要查经，你这个礼拜就要每天读那一章。
If we are to facilitate next week, then we should read this passage every day for this week.
我以前在练习讲道的时候，问一个老传道，我怎么念，我怎么准备讲章。
When I was preparing sermons, I asked an elderly minister how I should prepare.
他就是讲这句话，就是你每天就读一段，同样一段，把它读一个礼拜，你一定有东西可以讲。
And he recommended that I study the same passage over and over for a whole week, and then I would have something to share.
你要读到熟到，你晚上睡觉都知道第一段在讲什么，第二段在讲什么。
And we need to read it to the point that when we go to sleep at night, we know what the first section is about and the next section.
那这一章整个主题是什么？
And also, what is the main theme of this whole passage?
你知道，有时候你要带领查经，你最好对那本书有个概念。
So, when we lead a Bible study, we must have an understanding of the complete book.
因为有的主题它是贯穿好几章的，中间插入一些思想这样子。
Because some themes are strewn throughout the whole book, and there might be some other thoughts or reflections within that chapter.
我们来看，我们比如说，我们最近查哥林多前书，对不对哈？
For example, recently we have been studying 1 Corinthians.
其实第八章到第十章，它是一个主题哦。
From chapter 8 to chapter 10, it is talking about the same topic.
你只有如果你带领第八章啊，你只有 focus 在第八章啊，其实它很多思想啊，后面它才呈现出来。如果你只有把你的思想放在第八章，有时候你会很 confused 啦，到底圣经在讲什么？
If we are facilitating chapter 8 of 1 Corinthians and we only focus on that one, we will not realize that a lot of other explanations come in the following chapter.
比如说第四章第八节说，其实食物不能叫神看中我们，因为我们不吃也没有关系，吃也不吃也无损，吃也无益。好像你会想到说，那吃偶像，你如果从这样读下来，那吃偶像没关系啊，吃也无损，不吃也无益啊。
If we only look at chapter 8, verse 8, it may seem that it doesn't matter if we eat food that is worshipped to idols.
那到第八章都讲很清楚，绝对一定要逃避拜偶像的事情。
Then later it says that we must certainly not partake of the food sacrificed to idols.
所以你就是你要熟读哈那个主题的东西，你要把整章的那个主题讲拿出来。
We must be very familiar with the whole book so that we can pick out the main theme.
那现在有时候你也不用自己去发明了。有时候不用自己去发明或去我要创造一个新的主题哈。
And we don't have to come up with a new topic or theme.
有时候你应该参考真耶稣教会的参考书籍啊。
We can resort to some of the reference books published by our True Jesus Church.
或者是在那个真耶稣教会的网站有很多哥林多前书的 seminar 有人在讲，车文明长老有讲，这个蔡梅西执事也有讲，好多人都讲过哥林多前书了。
Or on our church website, we can find content that is related to the passage such as 1 Corinthians.
如果你真的不知道，你就把那个讲习为了带着听一遍。
And if we really are unfamiliar with it, we can listen to the sermon tapes related to this topic.
那你对整部书啊，或者整部书在讲什么，就能够有一个很深的了解。
Then we will have a deeper understanding of the whole book.
为什么保罗叫哥林多教会的姐妹不要讲道，或者是讲道要蒙头？
Why did Paul say that women should not speak, or that they should cover their heads when they speak?
你听讲习，你就知道说，原来这个woman 啊，这个字啊，妇女这个字啊，你在更多前书要注意，因为他有时候虽然都讲妇女，但是有时候太太这个字也是 woman 啊，那这个女人这个字也是 woman 啊，所以你前后文要看清楚才比较容易解释，要不然读到最后就是结论就是女人不可以讲道，其实这不是真理啊，女人是可以讲道的，只是有一点原则而已。
We must pay careful attention.And for example, to the word woman, because it can also refer to wife, not only to woman. And we must understand this concept so that we will not think that women cannot speak. It is under certain requirements.
那这个就是有时候我们要听讲习会有人解释，我们会更了解。
And when we can listen to some explanations from seminars, we will understand.
你听了就知道，原来哥林多教会就是一个 Q&A 的书嘛，它就是论道，都是你们的问题嘛，我来回答你们的问题这样子
And First Corinthians is can be summarized as a Q&A book where Paul is answering to the questions of the Corinthian church.
好，那你主题抓到了，再来，你现在要来带领这个啊，今天晚上的聚会，为了要讨论方便，所以要有分成小段。
And once you have found the main topic, you can divide up the chapter into different sections.
那这个哈，有时候我发现到哈，英文的分段比和合本的分段更 proper， 我自己觉得啦。那个 NKJV 的分段、哦、比这个和合本的分段 更 to me、比较恰当。
I feel that the、divisions in the chapters for the NKJV is more adequate than in the Chinese version.
但是你可以自己去找出来了，就是只要你那个分段有一个秩序、啊、方便讨论就可以了。
As long as there's a certain order to the division of the chapters, it is acceptable.
那再来就是你要找出那个问讨论的问题啦。
The next step is to find a discussion question.
这个是我觉得这个是更难的地方啊、哦、
This is the most challenging part of this.
因为你找出那个问题，其实那个就是整个 discussion 的灵魂。如果你所问的问题，人家很乐意啊，能够 trigger， 能够刚好就把他那个能够 trigger 他想讲那个。东西啊，那整个啊，整个聚会就会很丰富。
And these questions are very important because if they are phrased in a way that they will trigger participation, it will be a very encouraging discussion.
那你那个问的问题呢？啊，一定要跟呢这一章的主题有关系，不要那个找一个很冷门的句子，然后就说，哎，我们把来问这一个句子好了哦。
The question should be relevant and applicable to this passage and not.Be very rhetorical.
比如说我们读哥林多前书、啊、他有一句话谈到说神的软弱比人的、神的软弱比人更刚强，对不对？神的软弱总比人强壮。
For example, in 1 Corinthians it mentions that God's weakness is stronger than, God, than man's strength.
那如果你问一个问题说，来，现在我们来讨论神有什么软弱，糟糕了，这个不是在谈神的软弱有什么软弱，他是在讲神的软弱比人刚强。那如果说我们不了解主题，我们就问一个问题，来，我们来谈一谈神很软弱，来，神有什么软弱，那整个把圣经都已经，这个不是读进去是读出了，这个是你在这个已经把圣经读歪掉了。真的很多人哦，他们读圣经到最后的，来，我们来谈神的软弱是什么，是不是这样？
And if we don't understand the topic, we may come up with a question such as, what is God's weakness? Even though this passage is not referring to God's weakness.
这是在圣经，我们中文叫拟人化、哦、把神比喻成人、啊、拟人，不是杂波兰、哦、是拟人、哎、不是拟人、哎、我不会发音、啊、比喻的那个拟、啊哦、拟把神当成人，如果神是一个人，他的强壮都要比你那个啦。所以有时候我们读圣经要、哦、就是跟神不可能软弱了，你不要拿一个、哎、我们来讨论这一节，那整个查经大概就是辩论了啦。你辩、啊、神有软弱，我辩神没有软弱、啊、有没有、神会悔改啊，所以他软弱 啊神悔改也不是那个问题啦。所以讲到最后你就把整个东西主题通通谈掉了。
And if we ask that question then we are comparing God to manBut this is already corrupting the main theme of this passage.
所以你的主题，你问的主题一定要跟那一章到底，你问的问题一定要跟那个主题有关系，这样子，哎，大家都觉得很适合哈，讨论起来很好。
Your discussion question must be relevant to the topic so that it will encourage a better discussion.
那如果你在问的时候，如果那个问题啊，刚好又是比较生活化，那大家更懂得来发表他的心得。
And if this question is has some life application, it'll be easier for others to share their thoughts.
小弟一直觉得啦，有的人有不同的看法。我一直觉得哦，查经哦，不是你一定要进入神学，不一定要这样了哦。你要进入神学哈、哦，应该是不同的场合。查经是生命的分享啊、哦，我的感受是这样，但有的人有不同的看法。
I personally believe that the Bible study is to share about our lives and not necessarily about theology.
所以是这个主题在生活上。对我有什么帮助？我可以怎么应用这个主题在我的生活上面
？How is this biblical theme applied to my daily life？
啊，这个就是啊，靠我们啊祷告啊，把它找出来，还有熟读圣经把它找出来，靠啊把参考书料把它找出来啊。
This topic is found by prayer and by study of the word as well as referring to additional church texts.
这个一般查经的建议啦，它的时间分配是这样子。
This is a suggested breakdown of time for a Bible study.
上次祷告五分钟了，
5 minutes for hymnal and the initial prayer.
读经大概可以，就是一定要把它，就是其实如果你查到路加福音呢，一次60几节，应该可以要分段。一次如果查30节，我看差不多了，30-40节差不多够长了。
And 30 verses can be read within about 10 minutes, and for 60 verses, it may take 2 sessions.
所以你有查路加福音哦，最好再分析一点，因为路加福音呢，有时候一章啊，它很长啊。
For example, in the case of the book of Luke, because one chapter is very long, it might need to be divided into more sections.
哥林多前书就很适合，有的十几节啊，有的20几节哈。
And 1 Corinthians has chapters that are made up of 10 to 20 verses.
那我们现在的方法大概都是轮流读啦。
And the method that we use now is to take turns to read the passage.
那当然有不同的方法了哈。
There are many other ways.
有时候小弟喜欢说，因为这一段嘛，我就请这一段通通给一个人来读，把它读完了。
Sometimes I will assign one person to read a whole passage.
不是整章了哈，就是对，就是 one paragraph. 那下一段啊，再请另外一个人来读这样子。
To read a paragraph, and then the next paragraph will be read by another person.
啊，那当然有时候也可以一起读啦。
We can also read simultaneously.
那如果你都读到箴言，有一些有的角色的哈，你可以用就是像箴言的那个不是那个淫妇吗？少年人吗？跟那个淫妇啊，还有一个旁白的，你可以找三个人来读，一个读淫妇的话，一个读那个愚昧少年人的话，一个读那个旁白那个人的话，因为他本身那一章本身就是一个 play， 就是一个有三个人物啊，你也可以请三个人来读啊。
If we read, for example, the book of Proverbs, we can resort to
one of the chapter. 我这样子说 Proverbs 的第六章吧。
One of the chapters in Proverbs, it is like a play, so we can resort to role play where there are 3 characters and have 3 different people read those roles.
第五章了，第七章了哈，第七章哈。
For example, Proverbs chapter 7.
那你啊，这个就是怎么样读圣经？当然，一个人读2节也是可以的啦。
You can also have one person read 2 verses.
但是你要知道有一个技巧性的问题啦。
But there is also
一个人读一节比一个人读2节，你算算看，花的时间哦。如果一个人读一节要花10分钟，一个人读2节大概花9分钟就可以了。
If a person reads 1 verse each, it will take 10 minutes, and if a person reads 2 verses each, it might take 9 minutes.
那就是为什么
？Why is that？
不然下次你试试看我说的有没有准不准，我不是很准，我是举个比喻，为什么会这样？
Why is this the case?
因为我读完的话你读对不对，你有时候有个时间差嘛，有个时间差1秒2秒的时间差。
Because there's a gap between when one person finishes reading and the next person starts.
这是小技巧，这没有什么了。
This is just a small technique.
那再来就是读完之后呢，当然主领人就要分段，然后介绍大意这样子。
And after reading the passage, the facilitator must break down the passage and give the main theme.
先介绍主题了哈。
Introduce the theme.
分段。
Then each section.
整章的大意是什么
？And then the main purpose or meaning of the passage.
这个前后加起来，从唱诗开始到这里哈，不要超过25分钟，可能比较好一点呢。这就是说，你留个不要超过25到30，你至少留一半的时间让大家讨论呢。
And from the moment when the hymns are sung until the introduction of the passage, this should not take more than 25 to 30 minutes to leave the rest of the time for discussion.
要不然这个就不是查经，这个是解经聚会，不是查经聚会啊。
Otherwise, it would not be a Bible study discussion; it would be a lecture.
这个那有的弟兄姐妹会讲到45分钟啊，剩下15分钟大家才讨论啊。
Sometimes some facilitators will speak for 45 minutes and only leave 15 minutes for discussion.
那个人就是我了。
That's me.
我越来越搞，我越来越多话嘛，对不对哈？开玩笑的，来啊！对不起，来，好了，那所以那个我们呢、啊？所以我刚刚讲什么？你们不要请我领，不要请我带领查经了，是不是这样子
？Don't ask me to lead Bible studies.
好来，再来我们要留给弟兄姐妹分享心得。
The next part is the sharing of the participants.
他们可以分享圣经的体验、见闻、教训，或者是喜爱的经节。
They can share their experiences, testimonies, lessons, or favorite verses.
他们有时候会根据你刚刚所发问的来分享。
And they may answer the question that you just asked.
啊，最好能够有个结论呢。
And it is ideal to have a conclusion.
那结论其实如果没有更好的方法，就重复重点就好了。
And if there's one way to do it is to repeat the key points.
再唱诗祷告哈。
Then to conclude with a hymn and a prayer.
我很喜欢这个Spanish Bible Study 跟 English Bible Study 哈，因为他们年轻人很有心，他们最后的祷告都十五分钟。
I like what we do for the Spanish and English Bible Study, which is to leave a 15-minute prayer at the end.
我希望他们可以继续做下去了哈。
I hope that they will continue in this.
中文这边可以考虑了，但是因为中文大家都比较喜欢准时回家、准时聊天，所以也不用勉强了。
We can consider this for the Chinese Bible study.
来，我们看，我们其实参加聚会的人哦，对这个查经的贡献是很大的。
And then the participants of the Bible study also have a great contribution.
其实一个最好的查经就是人人哦，在查经之前都先读了这个圣经，已经预备好了，我来，我可能我可以 contribute 什么东西。
The best way to prepare is to read the passage before the Bible study.
这个是爱的表现呐、
Because this is a manifestation of your love.
所以其实我每次看到弟兄姐妹他们的分享，他们有准备其实听他们呼表就知道这个人有事先有读过。
And from their reflections, I can tell whether or not they have read the passage beforehand.
所以我们最好在座的每个人，如果你要参加查经你先读一下，你那个礼拜就读那一章啦。如果说你如果没有其他读经进度你就读那一章，把你的生命思想都 focus 在那一章。
And even for those participants, I encourage you to read that same passage over and over for the entire week.
那再来，我们要快快的听了，就是要谦卑的听了哈。
We must be quick to listen and to be humble.
看看别人要讲什么。
And be willing to listen to what others have to share.
那我想快快的听就是专心听、注意听、仔细听。
To be quick to listen means to be concentrated and ready and willing to listen.
那你让你听到对你有感动的呢？那个圣灵会感动你圣灵会光照你。你要把它不要消灭圣灵的感动。
The Holy Spirit will move you, so we should not quench that movement of the Spirit.
那你就继续把它那个感动的部分呢，你继续把它谈下去。
And based on this movement of the Holy Spirit, you can continue to share.
那你将会知道整个聚会当中都有圣灵的感动在当中了哦。
And then you will discover the movement of the Holy Spirit in the discussion.
那个查经最主要就是当人家讲了一个很好的吼，你把它捡起来，再把它挖进去啊。这个其实是我觉得是最好的查经。
The best Bible study is when a person shares something of value, and then we take hold of it and dig deeper.
这个到最后大家会整个查经会很精彩，因为你是一层一层的，你这一点很好。我再补充一下，我觉得这一点真的是讲得太好了，我想再补充一下，我想再应该英文叫做什么呢？ I want to echo about what you just say 我想再回应一下，你刚刚讲的实在是太好了。
And then when we build up on these good points, it is as if we're echoing good points, and it will bring about a very good discussion.
那个查经如果有人讲你觉得他讲的不是很对，
And if there is something that someone shares and you don't agree with,
那个不对的跟教育没有完全关系啦。
And it's not relevant to the topic.
我想就不一定要挖出来辩论了，不一定了
哦。We don't necessarily have to bring it up for discussion.
如果人家讲的有一个 point， 你把它加强拿出来说，这个很好，我想再 echo 一下，这个会鼓励那个人以后他愿意继续再发表。
If we base our sharing on another person's point, then they will be more willing to share in the future.
因为他觉得感谢主，他的分享有对别人有造就。
Because they will think out that their sharing was encouraging to another person.
如果他一分享，我们就觉得说，你这个好像有问题哦。下次我不敢讲了，因为开口就有问题糟糕了，我不敢讲话了。
But if somebody shares something and it seems problematic, then they might not be willing to share again.
所以我觉得查经是应该鼓励人家多发言，而不是说我们这个有人一讲，那我们就说这个有问题这样子真的下次大家都不敢发言了。
And the Bible study should be encouraging participation and not just pointing out problems.
所以我觉得最好的就是他好的，你把它捡过来继续讲下去。
And the best technique is to pull out what was valuable and continue to share.
这是小弟的感想啊。
And these are my personal reflections.
那个 我下个 slide 也有那个道理像洋葱一样了。我自己觉得道理像洋葱了。
The word is like an onion.
那个慢慢剥可以剥出好几层的。
We can peel off many layers.
啊别人剥掉这一层哦啊你也可以剥掉另外一层啊。
One person can peel off this layer and the next person can pull off the next layer.
所以有时候你听两个传道讲同一个信息哦有的两个人会完全不一样的观念。
This is the reason why two preachers can speak about the same passage and come from different perspectives.
有一次我听一个传道在讲耶稣离海哈。
One time I heard a minister who was speaking about Jesus and the sea.
耶稣走海面呢。
Jesus walked upon the water.
啊，彼得也要求走海面呢。
And Peter also asked to walk upon the water.
那一个传道人就解释说，这个彼得做假搞的啦，什么事情他都要插一下，做假搞。从整张圣经来看哦，他什么事他都要第一个代表发言啊假搞安尼啦，就是。就是真破刀安尼啦，真很爱死，很爱现呐。
And that pastor explained this passage as that Peter was very like to show off, and he always wanted to be the first one.
那这个不是没有其他圣经可以 back up 他，也是有。
There are supporting points in the Bible for.
另外一个传道就说，我这个彼得很勇敢。
And another preacher said this person, disciple Peter, was very.Courageous.
还好这是隔好几段时间我刚好在不同的地方听到两个不同传道讲同一个信息但是不同的意见啊。
And I heard this in two different times and it was about the same passage but different perspectives.
所以其实你都可以得到东西啦都无所谓的。
Either way, we can always receive something.
那我觉得我最害怕的是什么东西呢以前也有发生过啦。
And what I fear most is something that has happened before.
一个传道上台讲要禁食祷告。
A preacher said we must fast and pray.
啊下一个传道上台说禁食哦，那圣经上骂禁食的经文你要还很多、哦。你们这些人啊，你们不用禁食了，没有用的了，把店的门都关起来了。啊、那个传道叫门讲，不要禁食的祷告，真是麻烦了。
The next pastor, he brought up a lot of verses that talked against fasting.
啊，其实禁食有一定的道理啊。圣经上讲不要禁食是指啊动机不对的啊不要禁食啊，不是 general 不要禁食。
There are times in the Bible where it explains that we should not fast when we have the wrong motivation, not that we should not fast in general.
那信徒会听得出来那个属灵的教训。
And then the believers can understand the spiritual
teaching. 但是如果说啊啊，就是彼此反对哈，那就给信徒的印象就觉得哎，阿林两个是在冲啥？你们两个是在做什么？会那种感觉啦，哎。
But if there is a conflict in the perspectives, it will puzzle the believers.
所以我觉得查经就是把人的优点再加继续加强哦，这应该是比较建设性的查经。
And I think Bible study can be more edifying if we build upon the good points that were shared.
当然，如果跟教育有关系了哈，跟得救有关系，我们也是要有点勇气讲啊。
However, if this has to do with the doctrine of salvation, then we should be courageous and speak up.
因为这个已经关系到人灵魂的问题了。
Because it has to do with our spirituality.
这是我对这个查经的心得。来，我们看到常见的缺失。
Now we will go on to the topic of common issues and problems.
诶，怎么那么快？来，诶，怎么那么快？诶，我刚刚是哪个 slides 啊？刚应该是这个 slide 嘛，对不对？
Yeah.
我刚刚是在分享这一章了、哦 mm-hmm. 好，如果你来，我们看到常见的缺失。
Common problems.
一个常见就是大家发言很沉闷呐、啊，发言不踊跃。
One is that a few of the participants are willing to speak up or share.
那这个通常是缺乏启发性的问题。
It may be because there are uninspiring questions.
好，就是。你问的问题都是 yes 跟 no 就可以回答完了，哎，你问的问题请问怎么样 ？Yes 或 no 啊，就是没有办法再讲。如果问一个 how， 就可能人家会讲多一点哦。
And many of these uninspiring questions are answered by the words yes or no, but rather we should use questions that start with how.
那另外一个就是为什么大家不敢发言，就是场面不轻松了。
Another reason why they cannot or are unwilling to participate is because they don't feel relaxed.
哎，长老来了，长老来了，哎，长老坐在那里了。
An elder is sitting among us.
我们这里没有长老了哈，有没有长老？对不起，长老来了，大家都要立正手贴好啊， 不可以不敢讲话，很紧张，不敢讲话。
Sometimes when there are elders among us, we may be more serious and be unwilling to speak.
可能那个青年查经看到传道来了都不讲话，所以都，哎，传道来了不讲话了，所以最好我看我还是要参加比较好了。有时候不能这样不参加。
Or sometimes when they see the preacher, they won't speak.
场面如果大家越熟啊，大家会越轻松。
And they can be more relaxed.
如果大家越熟了、
oh, if everyone's familiar, then everyone can be more relaxed.
那如果另外一个、啊、就是大家不想换，就是那个经文太深奥了。
Another reason they don't speak or participate is because the theme is too profound.
罗马书啊，一到十一章啊，其实很多深奥的道理。如果要你不问稍微生活化一点的哦，因信称义，因信称义，这个算深哦。有时候不晓得怎么样让他谈的大家乐意的来分享这些道理啊，哦。
For example, Romans chapter 1 through 11, it is very profound and it is difficult to discuss.
所以有时候跟经文的本身有一点关系。
Sometimes it has to do with the nature of the passage.
有时候是啊，这个思路闭塞啊，我们准备不周啊，就是我们没有感动啊，祷告不够啊，有人不晓得要讲什么了。
Sometimes it may be that we didn't pray enough and we have no inspiration or feelings about this passage.
对经文没有感受啊。
And we cannot experience or understand this
passage. 其实一个人如果他祷告够啊，一句话真的会感动到他。
However, if we pray enough, then even one phrase or word will move us.
或者是这个沉闷哈、哦，就是也是跟主领这有关系。主领哦，一讲就讲了45分钟，哇！我的单没讲哦，单在顾，你怎么还继续讲呢
？And sometimes the facilitators may
我已经等要讲了，怎么你还继续讲呢？哈、哦，发表太久啊，也会令这个场面啊比较这个沉闷的、啊、哦。
And when they speak for too long, it also makes for a very tense environment.
比如说现在我已经讲太久了，对不对哈？你们有些人开始要打瞌睡了，场面沉闷。
For example, if I speak too long, then you will yawn.
讲习会有时候乱讲哦，对不起啊，不可以乱讲，对不起。过于被动哦，过于被动。
Sometimes the facilitator is too passive.
那这个时候要怎么办呢
？And what should we do?
当然，那个主领的就是把握不要讲太久了哦，就是大概25分钟可以了啦，就是从读经到。那个25到30啊，那再来，其实啊，我们真的不行的话，可以点名呐，可以点名。
The facilitator should speak for no more than 25 to 30 minutes, and they can also take assign people to share.
你们在主持查经的时候，有没有事先请人家发言的？有的，请举手来。
How many of the facilitators have asked other participants beforehand to participate during the Bible study? Please raise your hand.
有没有
？Anybody？
没有。其实哦，有你有。哎，我最怕我太太领查经了。
I'm afraid when my wife is assigned to lead Bible study.
因为哦，她领查经我就很紧张。
Whenever she does so, I feel very anxious.
所以小弟有注意到哦，如果 Stan 领查经啊，桂华姐妹就会帮忙发言。哎、
And when Stan leads Bible study, then his wife will.
或者是这个莉莉领查经，我看到 William 也会发言。
And if Sister Lily leads the Bible study, then her husband William will share.
其实好事情，这不是不好的事情呢。你应该哦找一些好朋友哦，拜托你讲个话嘛。一般大家都这么沉闷，哎呀，来这边，好不容易大家可以彼此在分享你的生命世界，大家都这样静静的，哎呀，这样干什么呢
？And so the facilitators can look for other brothers and sisters to ask them to share about their life experiences during the Bible study.
所以如果你怕那个查经太沉闷哦，你先叫几个好朋友，哎。你查的时候，我帮忙发言哈，我查了，我主的主助理的时候，你帮我发言哈，要不然哦，你主持的时候我不发言哦，哎，开玩笑的，我开玩笑，对不起。
If nobody wants to share, then we can ask someone else to help share, or we won't share when they facilitate.
其实说实话，如果大家都准备的话，应该就会很好了，就不会说场面沉闷了哦。
However, if everyone does their part in preparing, then it won't.Lead to a situation where few will share.
我自己觉得我们伯恩教会的查经，我自己造就的蛮多的，应该不至于啊场面沉闷哈。
And I feel that in the Bond Park Bible studies, I receive a lot of edification, and there is not this problem of few people sharing.
怎么办？没有呢。另外一个缺失就是发言不平均、啊、
Another common problem is that there are not equal opportunities to share.
有人哦，过于沉默。
Some are too quiet.
也可能是粗心呐。
Maybe because they're newly baptized.
可能是害羞。
Or too shy.
可能很被动。
Or passive.
但是呢，这个是可以鼓励的啦，哈。
But we can encourage them to participate.
但是我在想说，也不用勉强他了。你一直勉强他，那下次说。哎呀，我每次来都没有什么话要讲，你一天到晚叫我讲啊，我下次不敢去了。
But we
也不用勉强了哦。
We should encourage but not force them because they will not want to come the next time.
啊，但是可以鼓励的。
But we can encourage them.
啊，不用过分强求。
But not force them.
小弟觉得啊，如果说到最后哈，因为比如说英文的查经人数大概将比较适中嘛，大概十几个哈，你到最后。你可以讲说没有发表的人呢、啊、每个人选一节最喜欢的经文如果你没有感想念就好了念就好了、哎、
In the smaller or medium-sized group such as the English Bible study we can ask those who have not participated or shared during the Bible study to share or read out loud their favorite verse、
啊、其实他一念、啊、你会知道、哦、原来他对这一节真的有感受、啊、那一节又会浮起来、哦、真的很奇妙
And when they read their favorite verse in that passage, you will find that they did have some inspiration from this passage.
有人发表太久了。
And another problem is that some participants may speak for too long.
那什么叫太久呢？几分钟？那大家定义一下，几分钟以上才叫太久。
How long is too long?
来，谁可以讲一下？你们觉得？来，丽丽姐妹，一个人发表几分钟以上就太久了。不会吧？给他五分钟了，三分钟不会太久了。我想，如果超五分钟，可能真的有点太久了，对不对？哈。
Five minutes maybe too long.
三分钟应该还可以啦，四分钟也还可以啦，哦。如果真的超过五分钟，哦，真的有点太久了，
哦。Sharing for more than five minutes may be considered.
啊，如果有人真的，一讲就讲了四五分钟，那怎么办呢
？What about people who share for 15 minutes?
他的个性跟我一样，就是。我一个有一个小姐妹说你的口水多于茶，她说什么？你的口水多于茶，你话太多了，口水多于茶。哎，这句，如果一个人真的话太多，你怎么办呢？他往真的很难扛错啊。他每次一讲，他都讲十到十五分钟，怎么办呢
？And what do you do with someone who speaks for too long for 15 minutes？
我在想，这可以私下沟通了哦。
And we can speak to them privately。
真的有时候因为弟兄姐妹真的很多人都其他人都有想要发表的时候呢我们就请他扼要的发表、哦、
And when others want to also share we need to remind them to shorten their sharing
来我们再谈下一点、哦、其实我就怕查经最怕的是争论、啊、
And what I fear most during the Bible study is to bring up a debate、
啊、这个争论、哦、就是、啊、常常是意见相左角度不同经验相异或是对教义了解不一样
It may result from different comments, points of view, experiences or levels of understanding of the doctrine
我刚提到说、哦那个、我们不要用你对我错的想法来分享意见相左的问题
And we should not share from the perspective of I'm right or you're right
应该从说我有一个你刚那个角度很好 我在从一个角度来切入大家做参考这样的想法大家都觉得很丰富啊因为都有不同的看法嘛这个是很好的事情
Instead we should bring up the good points of what they have shared and then supplement and this will bring forth a very good discussion
所以意见相左不一定要成为争论啊意见不一样可以成为互补啊
And different perspectives can be complementary they don't have to bring up a conflict
啊当然如果说是有的人说这个受洗这个脸要向下一个说受洗脸要向上这个就一定会这个就没有办法了这个就是一定会造成争论了、
哦、And on topics such as the direction where we should face when we are being baptized we cannot compromise this will bring up a conflict
实际上意思跟我们讲不要做不必要的争论、哦、
The Bible encourages us not to engage in unnecessary debates
我们来看一下提摩太后书二章
2 Timothy chapter 2
十四节
verse 14
提摩太后书二章十四节
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 14
二章十四节
chapter 2 verse 14
你要使众人回想这些事在主面前嘱咐他们不可为言语争辩因为这是没有益处的只能听见 只能败坏听见的人。所以不要为言语争辩了、
哦、We should not quarrel about words.
所以当我们讲说，哎，我这个是一个补充的意见、哦、大家做参考。我想大家应该都是很感谢主的、哦、有一个不同的想法。但我相信我们弟兄姐妹在分享想法的时候，不至于太离谱才对了。
If we share our reflection as a supplement, then it will be acceptable to others.
哦，好，所以我的意思就是说，不要采取对立，要采取互补的立场。
And we should not bring up examples that will lead to conflict.
也不是这样讲的哦，就是说，呀。你们大概知道我的什么意思了，谢谢。来，再来另外一种这个常见的偏失，就是偏离主题啊。
Another problem is to digress.
啊，就是谈天说地啦。
To speak about irrelevant.
啊，借机辩解啦。
Or to express your own strong opinion.
啊，发言跟主题不合啦。
Or speak unrelated topics.
啊，这个时候主持的人可以适时提醒他一下了哈。今天我们的主题是什么？请问其他的人有没有什么意见啊？
The facilitator can remind them of the subject and ask for other people's opinions and participation.
这个在我们这边也比较少见呐、啊。除了以前有个慕道者以外，我比较少看到。有的慕道者真的是、啊、对不起，这里有没有慕道的朋友？我们这里慕道者，有时候会遇到慕道者是来踢馆的，有时候是觉得是他们真的是来找茬。对不起，不是这样讲的。哎，这样讲，对不起，慕道朋友，哎，这不要换。哎，我的意思说。曾经有过了，不是大部分都不会了，就是有时候遇到一两个、哦、他就是来牵羊的、嗯、
I haven't seen this happen very often, but sometimes there are people who are looking to solve conflict and to take away a believer.
那这个久了我们也知道了、哦、有时候如果遇到这样的人，有时候对那个查经班是一个很大的考验呢。
And this can be a great challenge for the Bible study group.
啊，尤其那个又是如果又是我们同龄的亲戚，那更就是说，如果那个人哈、哦，这不是现在了，好早以前了。哦，那个朋友一来哦，大家拢唔知变喏，因为伊拢说一些五四三的这样子哦，啊，每次都要变到赢这样子啦。啊，有时候想说啊，好啦，就不要变了，不然怎么办呢？我实在是很辛苦。但是感谢主了，后来他、也做了很多的改进了、哦、感谢主。
Yeah, a long time ago, there was a relative of a member, and he would bring up a lot of points that were very difficult to reconcile with the topic. But thank God, that person has changed a lot.
这有时候也是对我们的一个考验呐、啊。
This is a trial and challenge for us.
考验我们怎么反应，我们有没有足够的爱心，我们智慧如何、哦、
It tests our response whether we have enough love and wisdom.
但是如果有慕道朋友在、哦、我就有时候觉得不晓得怎么办这样子，不变也不行啊，变也不行这样子。如果慕道朋友在，就变得很不晓得怎么办。嗯、
and sometimes when we have two seekers among us, it may be difficult to decide whether or not to debate about a point.
来，那怎么办呢
？Then how should we resolve it?
祷告文说：“求主耶稣不要让我们进入试探哦，叫我们脱离凶恶。”
The Lord's Prayer says, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil."
啊，来下一个。有的人呢、啊，很会钻牛角尖哦。
And there are certain people who can be very picky.
就是我刚刚提到，像我刚刚举那个例子哦，就是一段那个一句话，然后跟主题没有关系的，他就一直发挥了。
And they will keep expounding on a topic that is irrelevant to the main theme.
啊，我们要回归经文本身。
We need to draw back the discussion to the Bible.
啊，注意上下文。那么这个主题在讲什么
？And to study the context of this passage.
那有的人哦，这个很少数了。我大概只有在某一个教会看到这个情形，就是有的人呢、哦、会借着查经指桑骂槐。
And This is a minority, but I have seen examples where some people will take this opportunity to attack others during Bible study.
他是很气一个人，那个人呢，刚好这个仇人相见，恨外眼红啊，那所以就在查经的时候就这个拿剑乱砍人呐、啊，这样子啊、哦。
And this person came across his enemy and saw this as an opportunity to attack.
如果这个成为常态、哦、就不要查经了。真的，这个，如果这样子批评谩骂的查经聚会成为常态、哦、 我们查经就结束，我们把它改成什么呢？改成练习讲道。我们都请，以后都请那个下次要站讲台的人，通通去那个家庭聚会讲道，这样子哦。
And if this type of attitude in Bible study becomes the norm, then we should not have this type of Bible study as sermon speakers to attend these Bible studies.
不过小弟说过了，这个很少发生了，大概只有一个教会哈。后来执会决定，我们就不再查经了，大概只有发生在一个教会。
This doesn't happen very often. I only found it in one church, and the council decided not to
have Bible study. 很久的过去了，那个比较少哈。
This happened a long time ago.
来，我们再来给一些主领人建议哈。
And now to suggestions to the
最后的建议了哈，最后一个 slide 了
哈。This is our last slide.
你要祷告，要研经，要写下问题。
You must pray, study the Bible, and write down discussion questions.
你要找人帮忙发言。
Look for those who can help to share.
你要提早到场，准时开始，准时结束。
Come early, start on time, and end on time.
这个，如果九点该结束，九点五分，可不可以接受？
If it's supposed to end at 9 and it ends at 9:05, is this acceptable?
啊，大家觉得怎么样？应该可以了哈。
What do we think?
如果超过九点十五就有点太晚了，对不对哈？九点十分就有点晚了，哈。九点十，哎，这个，大概九点五分到十分还可以接受了哈。
5 to 10 minutes is acceptable.
如果大家都有迟到的习惯，你一个人开始准时开始哈，慢慢的大家都会准时来哈。
If everyone has the habit of being tardy, if we start by being on time, then it will lead to others to be on time.
二要说明本文中的主题，给人对所查的经文有整体的印象。
And summarize the chapter so that they can understand the main points.
对每个人的发言要表示欢迎哦。
Welcome everyone's comments.
不要满足一个答案呢。
And do not look to only one opinion.
那就是在查经的时候，你要给人家一点思考的时间。
We need to give participants time to reflect.
其实短暂的沉默是他们在跟神说话的啊，听神说话的时间。
And the short periods of silence are the times when they are listening to the words of God.
那你在一段结束进到第二段之前，最好有一个简短的结论。
And once we complete one section before going to the next session, we should have a short summary.
要控制时间。
And we also must control the time.
那遇到疑难的问题的时候呢，真的有问题啊，我们就说我们请下次请长老执事来帮我们回答哦。
And when you come across difficult questions or issues, we can refer them to an elder or preacher for the next time.
这是小弟对家庭查经的一些准备资料。
And this is what I have prepared for the facilitation seminar.
请问有什么问题？
Do we have any questions?
我们先休息一下哦。我们下一堂课就是讨论问题。
We will rest for a few minutes, and we will. Our next session will be a discussion session.
问题结束，我们就结束了，好不好？
And after the discussion questions, we will conclude.
我们休息十分钟。
Let us rest for 10 minutes.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.